In a moment on Radio 4, it'll be time for another continuity announcement. But first, here's a programme.
Yes, you join us here on Radioactive for a unique, never-to-be-repeated one-off occasion that you can incidentally hear at the same time tomorrow as the Radioactive Drama Repertory Company presents a world premiere spectacular. Yes, indeed. Well, what a night, Anna.
What an atmosphere, Mike.
What an occasion, Anna.
Yes, indeed, and what a sensational evening this is going to be, Mike.
Yes, but no need to go over the top, Anna, because tonight is the world premiere of the Radioactive Drama Repertory Company's dramatisation of Charles Dickens' classic novel, David Chiselnut.
No, don't overdo it, Mike, because it's not absolutely live at the moment, is it? Because you're talking, and what a pleasure that is for all of us. But it will be live when it starts, which is due to be now, but we believe that they've been held up a little, so they'll be starting just as soon as they can.
And if I can just squeeze a word in edgeways here, Anna, we'll be bringing you the drama live as it happens. But while we're waiting, let's go over and join Mike Cable, who's ready with our problem phone-in. Mike.
Thanks, Mike. And with me are Dr. David Kilbride, social worker Tina Sunderland, and resident sociologist at Loughborough Polytechnic, Reg Morgan. And our first caller is Agnes. Your problem, Agnes.
Well, you see, my husband's contracted ankylosis spondylicus. But I don't really know what it is, and I don't really know how to pronounce it.
Yes. Right, David.
Yeah, well, the pronunciation is, in fact, ankylosis spondylicus, and it's a spinal complaint.
Right. Tina.
Well, spondylicus is the pronunciation, and it's a muscular disease.
Right. Reg.
It's from the Latin, and is pronounced ankylosis spondylicus, and it's a freak weather storm off the coast of Argentina.
Okay, so it's a spinal complaint, a muscular disease, or an Argentinian weather storm, Agnes.
Well, I quite like the spinal complaint, or even Tina's muscular disease. Mm-hmm. Regis Argentinian storm.
Yes.
Well, it's so unlikely it has to be.
Fred? Oh, no, it's a bluff. So, who gave the correct definition? So, ankylosis spondylicus is, in fact, a spinal complaint, often fatal, Agnes.
Thank God I'm alive.
Just before we get the fun rolling with the Radioactive Drama Rep, I've had one or two phone calls concerning the Radioactive Gourmet Meal recipe, which I gave out on my cookery program about an hour ago. I'm afraid I might have slightly misled you with the oven temperatures. Apparently, gas mark 50 is actually the equivalent of 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And not the 300 degrees I said. So, I'm sorry you're no longer able to get close enough to your oven to turn it off, Mrs. Kenton of Worthing. Anyway, we can, in fact, go over to the Drama Repertory Company now, who are about to broadcast their absolutely live production. No, they're not actually ready to start. They're still rehearsing, in fact. But we can go over there and hear them absolutely live rehearsing.
Right, once more, Ian.
Upon my word, sir, Master Chuzzlewit knows what, and no mistake.
Yes, Ian, if I could just interrupt you there. Thanks very much. I enjoyed it. I'd just like to take you into a slightly different area, if I could. I'd like you to approach this piece from a slightly different angle. What I'd like you to do, if you could, Ian, is just do it better.
Better.
Okay.
Right, upon my word, sir, Master Chuzzlewit knows what and no mistake.
Just once again, perhaps I didn't make myself absolutely clear. What I'd like you to, what I want from this piece, is for you to do it better. If you like, not so badly. Just concentrate on being good.
On being good, right, okay. Upon my word, sir, Master Chuzzlewit knows...
Sorry, Ian. Look, I tell you what, perhaps we should take another approach. Do you remember we saw Sir John Gielgud playing this part?
Yes.
Now, Gielgud used a very interesting technique here, and I think it's a technique that we could adopt too, Ian. Now, what he was doing was acting well. I feel like he was being a good actor, and I think what you're doing is falling into the old trap of being a bad actor.
Okay.
Well, obviously, that's the end of the rehearsal, which means right now it's time for... commercial break. I bet he drinks Carling Black Label.
When you've got time on your hands, time to enjoy the passing of time, when you've a couple of months to spare and you want to be reminded of the way things used to be, send your letters by second-class post.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, June.
Oh, how's little Trevor?
Well, quite a handful. I'm forever changing his nappies.
Oh, why is that, Mary?
Because they keep getting wet, June.
Oh, why is that?
Because little Trevor keeps piddling in them, June.
Oh, yes.
And my hands keep getting wet, too.
Well, you need new nappy block.
New nappy block?
Yes. Unlike ordinary nappies, new nappy block doesn't let the wetness through because it's super absorbent. So it keeps your hands nice and dry and means less work.
New Nappy Blot keeps the wetness in and keeps your hands dry.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, June.
Did you try new Nappy Blot?
Oh, yes, I did, June. They really are super absorbent. Now my hands stay nice and dry, and I haven't had to change little Trevor's nappy in a month. There's just one thing, June.
Oh, what's that, Mary?
He's getting a little heavy to lift up.
What do people think about Nutty Chalk?
Really great. Keeps you going.
Makes a good snack. I love the hazelnuts.
Nutty Chalk? I reckon they squeeze it out of a dog.
Nutty Chalk. Only one person in three realizes they squeeze it out of a dog.
Radioactive proudly presents the opening night of the Repertory Company's live drama.
Yes, it seems that we are not quite ready to hear the Radioactive Rep dramatization of Charles Dickens' classic novel, David Chuzzlenut. So, Anna.
Yes, well, I've had one or two phone calls about the salad dressing used in the gourmet meal. While I did say you can use most types of oil in the dressing, I should perhaps have made an exception of Castrol GTX. My apologies there to Mrs. Henderson of Froome, who apparently drained it out of her car engine and is now unable to get her car started to take her to the hospital.
Great. Okay, well, in the absence of anything from the Radioactive Drama Rep, such as a drama, for example, let's turn our attention to the pop charts.
From their album, 439 Golden Greats, it's Gary Norris and Dobbin Cribb, it's the Heebie-Jeebies.
Golden rays of golden sun fall on your golden hair, and I brush aside the golden sheet and see you golden there. And I wonder what you and I are going to do all day, but I can't think of anything I want to do or say. And so I have to do what I did yesterday and sing you
in very high voice
with a thousand violins.
The world is very, very large, and butter is better than much,
and love is better than hate. You, I really want on my lane.
the record ends. And when it does, we'll simply start again.
Yes! Meaningless words. Meaningless words.
Finally time for the Radioactive Drama Rep production. So without further ado, here's our newest edition, fresh from hospital radio, DJ Martin Brown.
Okay, thank you very much. And it's certainly a great honour and privilege to play such a vital role in this great cultural occasion.
Well, thank you, Martin.
Yes, it was 3 teas and 4 coffees, wasn't it?
That's right. Well, while we wait, let's turn our attention instead to one of the leading lights of the Drama Rep cast, the esteemed actor, Sir John Leslie, who was the guest on my show earlier this week, That Was Your Life, That Was, celebrating his long and distinguished career. And perhaps we might begin with your childhood, Sir John.
Yes, yes, why not? After all, I did.
Right. Well, you were not from a theatrical background, were you?
No. My father was a garage mechanic.
And your mother?
No, she knew nothing about cars.
No,
apart from which, she was far too busy with her own job.
And yes, and what was that?
She sold heroin to school children.
Well, let's skip your childhood, shall we?
Yeah, okay.
And move to your days at acting school,
yes.
Which is where it really began in your career.
Mm.
Now, you didn't go to RADA, did you?
No. I went to an acting school that no longer exists, in fact. The London Academy of Dance and Institute for Dramatic Art. Or la-di-da, as it was known.
Well, it was shortly after your stage debut, Sir John, that World War II broke out and you chose to join the army.
Yes.
And always ones to seek the truth, we went to meet General Sir Charles Hampstead and asked him if you were a cowardly man.
Sir John was not a cowardly man. Let me make that quite clear.
Was he a good soldier then?
Sir John was not a good soldier. That's something that ought to be clarified immediately.
Was he a bad soldier then?
Sir John was not a bad soldier. I should like to make that absolutely plain.
I see. Was he an asset to your regiment, though?
Sir John was in no way an asset to my regiment. I should like to make that even clearer than the fact that he was not a bad soldier.
Was he in your regiment, in fact?
Sir John was not in any sense in my regiment. It is absolutely imperative that is made even clearer than the other facts that I have previously made clear.
Did you then ever meet Sir John?
I have never, ever met anyone by the name of Sir John. Of all the facts that I have endeavored to elucidate in the course of this conversation, that, above all, must be the one for which most effort is made in the attempt to render it clear.
Are you a transvestite?
Yes, I am.
And so we come to 1974, Sir John, and your part in the West End hit, Not On Your Wife, was that of Roger Mitchell,
yes,
a London baron.
Yes, indeed.
And we have someone on the line now, in fact, who was in that production with you, and I wonder if you can recognise him.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Johnny. How are the pink balloons?
Oh, good Lord, it's not Jack Ridley, is it?
No. Try again, Johnny. Remember that night you forgot the panties, eh?
Simon Jake, I don't believe it.
No. How's the dicky finger, eh?
Dicky finger?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Jenny, isn't it? It's Jenny Wall.
No, it's Alan, Johnny. Alan Waddock.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Alan.
Yeah, you remember me?
Yes, of course. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
Here, give my love to Reggie and Gerald.
Yes, mine to,
Deirdre?
Yes, give my love to Deirdre. Any children, yes?
No, but she's only six.
Of course, yeah.
And it's probably more likely to be puppies, really, what with her being a dog.
Yes, it is, really. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, right, bye now.
Bye, yes.
Well, a little bit of nostalgia there for you, Sir John.
I don't know what.
And looking at the programme for that show, it's no surprise that you have such fond memories of Alan Waddock.
Waddock?
Because I noticed that he's down as playing the part of Man Behind Bar.
And that little whelp.
You know, a lot of older actors, when Sir John started to enjoy success, found him a little cocky, but to me, I have to say that he always behaved like an absolute shit.
And our thanks there to Dame Peggy Bodice for her contribution. Well, we're back now live with Sir John and the drama rep premiere of David Chislebutt only moments away. But I've had one or two more disturbing calls about my gourmet meals. In answer to Mrs. Vauxhall of Kent, I'm afraid I thought it was generally known that coq au vin was a dish involving chicken. I'm afraid I can't really be held responsible for what's happened to your husband, Mrs. Vauxhall. Or agree that I should be named in your forthcoming divorce petition. But right now, at long last, the Radioactive Drama Rep.
Radioactive Drama Repertory Company presents Turn Over the presents David Chislebutt by Charles Dickens. The year is 1844. The city, London.
Roses, get your lovely roses.
Lavender, get your lavender.
The rank stench of death fills the air as women and children die on the streets happily. Die on the streets. Happily, our story begins with one boy who lives, and this is his tale.
Yes, I am.
Mr. Thwackum?
Yes, I am.
Ah.
And what boy, may I ask, is your name?
David, sir. And I have come hither by reason of my parents being cruelly
murdered.
I have come hither by reason of my parents being cruelly murdered.
Murdered? Then you'll have to stay with us, or fan. Then you'll have to stay with us, orphan. Come, boy, have some gruel. It may not be much, but you should count yourself lucky.
Pardon my interrupting. But can I have some more on?
What?
Can I have some more on my plate?
What? More?
Here's your stick, Mr. Thwackum.
Thank you, Mrs. Thwackum.
Stop this at once.
Who are you, sir?
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Revolting. I am Reverend Halting. And I've come to say that this boy has an uncle.
A uncle?
Who at this very moment is speeding his way hither. Whoa! Oh, London.
Roses, get your lovely roses.
Lavender, get your lavender.
There you are, kind sire. That'll be 2.5 pennies, and it please you, sire.
Here, good cabbie. Keep the change.
Oh, magic. Good on you, mate. Giddy up.
Oh, I say, cabbie.
Yes, sir.
Have you heard of St. Little Murder's Orphanage?
St. Little Murder's Orphanage, sire? No, I can't say I have. Unless it's that one there. Giddy up.
St. Little Murder's Orphanage, founded Boo. Founded 1300.
Hello.
Hello, it is my belief I have a nephew who is newly arrived. One David Chuzzlemutt and an audience with him is all I crave.
You'd best come in then, upon my word.
No, thank you, I'll wait here.
Uncle, uncle!
David Chuzzlebutt, my boy, my dear young nephew, my boy, you ought to leave this place at once.
Oh, wonderful uncle!
You can't take him, you can't take him, let him alone.
I'm sorry, madam, I had to do that, you were becoming hysterical.
But, 1, 2, 3, 4, but...
Don't try to stop me, Mrs. Thwackum, I've decided to adapt this book. Adopt this boy.
Very well, then. You may live to regret this.
So David was spared any suffering at the workhouse. Who typed this? His kindly uncle took him at once to his horse in the city of London.
Roses! Get your lovely roses!
Lavender! Get your lavender!
Here, David, this is to be your new home.
Oh, who is it?
Your master with his newly found nephew.
Oh, come in, sir.
Mrs. Gammy, this is young David.
Oh, what a darling wee boy, to be sure, sir.
David, Mrs. Gammy comes from Gloucestershire. She is by trade a seamstress. A seamstress.
So weeks and months passed in perfect happiness for David. Typing's atrocious. But little did he know that it was soon to end.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Ah, gotcha.
Oh, Mr. Thwackum.
If any say,
let me go.
So, having seized young David, Mr. Thwackum soon revealed his intentions to the boy. To wit, buggery.
Burger.
What hour is it, sir?
Tis late. Tis almost low. Tis almost 10. Now, boy, you are to climb through that window there. In you goes, boy, without a sound.
Very well.
Well done, boy. Now, pass that to Wellibles. Wait a minute, my God, what's that? The police approach. Hurry, boy, fast as you can.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, very good, Sergeant. Well...
Gotcha!
Very good, Sergeant. Well done. This is the end for you, Thwackum.
As indeed it was the end for the evil Mr. Thwackum, sentenced to death at Bow Street Police Station for voluntary man's laughter.
Ebenezer Thwackum, you will now be hung by the neck until dead.
No!
Yes!
No!
As to David, his fate was none the better, unable to take up work after becoming seriously 111. Seriously ill. But his uncle never gave up hope, and after consulting his doctor, friend, professor, baker... After consulting his doctor friend, Professor Baker, he received a tip-off that his nephew might be lodging at an inn on the outskirts of London.
Roses! Get your lovely roses!
Lavender! Get your lavender!
Hello, my duck. See, what brings you here?
Oh, what place is this I find myself in?
Oh, you seem down in the dumps. Come over here. I'm Nell and I'm Flossy. I'm Nell.
And I'm Flossie.
Well, I have none of you. I think a boy. I told you to change that line.
What boy is that, sir?
My lost nephew, whom I have reason to suspect is here.
So what? Do you have to go on? So what do you have to go on?
Why, it is my belief, madam, that it be true.
Oh, he won't come here, will he, sir? A respectable boy like that. He won't come to a rough place like this to be cuffed and buffeted. Buffeting. No, you'll never find a boy like that working as a pot boy in a place like this.
Can I take your pot away, sir?
David Chuzzlenut.
Uncle!
No, call me not uncle, for I have found some previously lost documents. I am your father.
Father!
David!
Call you him, David Chuzzlebutt?
Yes.
David Chuzzlenut?
Yes.
I am his mother.
Mother!
My son!
That was the Radioactive Drama Repertory Company's production of David Nuzzlechit. Adapted from Charles Dickens by the Radioactive Drama Repertory Company.
The Radioactive Drama Repertory Company. Appalling.
Radioactive was performed by Helen Atkinson Wood, Angus Deaton, Michael Fenton Stevens, and Philip Pope. The programme was written by Angus Deaton and Jeffrey Perkins, with additional material by Hunter and Doherty and John Cantor, with music by Philip Pope and Richard Curtis. The producer was David Tyler.
Just a final word to say, if you'd like a copy of my book, Gourmet Recipes, price £2.25, please write in. And if you've already got one, perhaps you'd like to write in for my book of Gourmet Recipe Amendments, which comes in 5 volumes, priced £18.50. And now, before our next programme, here's a traffic report.
Thank you, Anna. Well, traffic is moving very slowly on the M47 at the moment in both directions. And there's a 2-mile tailback on the flyover caused by an accident between an articulated lorry travelling eastbound and a white open-top sports car coming far too fast in the other direction. The sports car swerved to the left, the lorry swerved to the right. The sports car swerved back to the right, the lorry swerved back to the left, and then boom, they hit each other. Smack on. All the people in the sports car shot up in the air all over the lorry, and then another car went into the back of the lorry. Boom, boom. All the other cars screeching to a halt, and people were running around shouting, "Oh my God, there's been an accident!" And then the people, "Oh, the police arrived!" "Nanny, nanny!" "Oh God, it was all right, what's happened here?" "Oh God, there's been an accident!" "I can see that." "Where's the people from the sports car?" "They're all sitting on top of the lorry!" "All right, everyone, clear away now, clear away!" "Nanny, nanny, nanny!" So you can expect some delays the next round.